Chapter 10. The imitation of Christ. We have seen that he who truly lives his pupilship and as a consequence puts piety into practice, he who allows the seven spirit to enter his heart sanctuary and with the courage of godliness accepts the consequences, will grow daily in grace and wisdom in the great change of soul birth. The spiritual school always runs the risk that if it frequently repeats certain tenets, the pupils will become somewhat accustomed to them. The tenets are then merely repeated. Of course, this is done with respect and sincerely, but these tenets are, in this state of being, experienced at best in a religious way, and worldly religiosity can never be liberating. Such religiosity, as we have already mentioned, is at best a beginning, the laying of the foundation stone. It always entails a separation in time and space, a separation between the religious person and the logos, between the religious person and the aim, between time and eternity, now and later, death and life, here and there. However, true piety completely nullifies all separation, for if you practice it, if you persevere in your pupilship, you will be working directly on the liberation of the God within you. Then you will immediately attract the aim. The eternity of the imperishable, living soul state will descend into time. The future liberation will immediately become a fact in the present. The death of the I nature will immediately become the life of the soul man. In this way, your daily dying will become a daily resurrection, a real Easter event. Being a pious and devout person in the Gnostic sense differs entirely from being a religious person. A religious person recognizes and accepts a deity in the same way as a citizen recognizes and accepts a government. He shows a certain reverence for and a proper gratitude to his God. He performs his religious duties, but otherwise he remains in bondage, completely of the earth. He celebrates the great days of the Christian year. He knows his church festivals, his religious anniversaries. He remembers Jesus the Lord in his dying and resurrection. However, it will never occur to him that he has to follow him in his dying, and that he can, even must, participate in his resurrection. It is precisely in this respect that real Gnostic pupilship stands or falls. The Hermetic philosophy tries to make it clear that by devotion, by the courage of piety, it is you yourself who hold your salvation, your sanctification in your own hands. He who realizes and experiences this will give his speechless thanks to the divine architect. The original principle of true self-freemasonry is that everyone is capable of placing the imperishable building of his own salvation on the one foundation stone. You should understand that no matter what the circumstances may be, it is given to every human being to walk the path of return. Everyone, without any exception, can do so. However, the problem is that theoretical knowledge of this possibility is not at all liberating. You must put theory into practice. You must bring to life the possibilities granted to you through the courage of piety. And having said this, let us stop pouring out our troubles to one another and saying that it is so difficult and so complicated, for it is not at all difficult and, in fact, not in the least complicated. If only you can summon up the necessary courage, your certainty will be matched by your experience. The gratitude which results from experiencing the living truth will cause the devotion of the candidate to increase still further. It then becomes even more positive, more dynamic, and more irresistible. So people sometimes say to us, "Alas, who am I? What can I do? I am only a..." And then follows one or another commonplace. If you talk like that, you will remain as you have always been. You have possessed all the possibilities for your liberation from your very birth. Listen now to what Hermetic philosophy reveals. Never, my son, will the soul, even if it is in the body, be able to slip down into its opposite, if it has reduced the weight of its debts so as to grasp what is really good and true. If the soul has been born within you through piety and is growing in your mortal existence, whereby the heavenly heart opens and you grow in insight and first-hand knowledge with regard to goodness and truth, a moment will come, as Hermes said, when the result of piety will acquire such a range of action that you will no longer be able to lapse into the opposite. For if the soul comes to know him who called it into existence, if it encounters its Pimanda in the open space behind the frontal bone, it will be filled with immeasurable love, it will forget all evil and can no longer be separated from what is good. If the soul has turned back to its origin and has been resurrected in it, it cannot do otherwise than love, because love is the essence of the living soul's state. In this way, the aim of true piety is reached. The aim of piety is to be resurrected in the nature of death without being part of it any longer through soul birth and its results. This means to celebrate the real Easter event, a personal, everlasting Easter festival, to be in the world but no longer of the world. When used in this sense, the expression "in the world but no longer of the world" really acquires a profound meaning. It not only implies vegetarianism, abstinence from nicotine, alcohol, and so on. It does not have an exclusively religious meaning. It explains that if only you make use of the possibilities, you can already be perfectly free, although you still live in the nature of death. All this stems from piety. If you have fulfilled the aim of true piety in this way, if you return to this state and live in the right manner, and if you die in blessedness, your soul will certainly know whither it should wing its flight. This, my son, is the only way to truth, which was also walked by those who went before us. All who in the course of world history have gone this way have without exception received the good. All of you, without exception, possess the possibilities to practice true piety. The results of this effort are eternally certain. All who have followed this way have obtained the good. They have forgotten all evil and can no longer forsake the good. This can come about in one lifetime during your life. This is the eternity which can prove itself in your time. Therefore, you must dispense with all mystical talk. Merely repeating the holy language is of precious little importance. Use every second to practice piety. You will then experience that eternity can prove itself in your time. Why must resurrection take place in time? Why does resurrection precede ascension? To prepare you as a tat, as a priestly man, as one who is called to king priesthood, to perform perfectly the work of the love that serves. Love God above all and your neighbor as yourself. If by piety you ascend in divine love and possess the fiery love of the living soul's state, then you will no longer be able to refrain from serving mankind. You will passionately desire to help others to follow the path of liberation which you yourself have walked. In what better way would you be able to offer your help than as a liberated soul who still has the nature-born personality at its disposal? To practice piety is a way that leads you from the birth of John to the birth of Jesus, from Christmas to the resurrection, and from the resurrection to your ascension. We wish to emphasize again that this imitation of Christ is entirely within your reach. If this were not the case, the Gnostic spiritual school would cease to exist today, for the world has enough religiosity and enough religious institutions. However, the presence of the Gnosis, its activities, and its power are to be explained by the fact that you are able to realize eternity in your time. What the religious person, full of reverence and devotion, considers to be something that happens outside himself can be undertaken by the truly devout person within his own being. You can begin this task immediately and continue with it if, instead of being a religious person, you are willing to be a devout person. Endlessly, the Church repeats the staging of the story of the Son of God, which results in a total deadening of the feeling of the masses accompanied by bouts of eating and drinking on church feast days. At best, there will be a few who cannot forget the Christ drama until finally they discover that the way of Christ is a way they have to go themselves, in and through piety. He who decides to replace his religious attitude with the practice of piety will immediately be ignited by the Spirit of God, as the classical Rosicrucians stated. The great process of transformation will begin at that moment. This process involves the perishing of the nature-born soul being according to the law which is inherent in it. Consequently, it means dying in order to live. This having died in Jesus the Lord is followed by an awakening, a rebirth from and through the Holy Spirit. We hope you will understand how important it is that we are permitted to, and indeed must, tell you all this, using the archgnosis as our basis. We convey this Easter message so that you will make the necessary reversal in your state of life as the time is ripe and the new Gnostic realm awaits you. This represents the turning from religiosity to piety, from ordinary pupilship to real, essential, professing pupilship. If you do this, you will walk, as Hermes said, the sublime and well-trodden road, which may also be called the path of profound peace, the path from Bethlehem to Golgotha.